Sorry, honey. The bar was a hive. But I see you made some friends. Hello, girls. You having a good night? Oh, you're leaving already. Well, that is a shame. You have yourselves a good night now. Yes, bye-bye. Well, I wonder if it's something I said. Honey, I'm nearly 40. I don't get jealous. I just put out a signal. Hands off. No. Sweetie, ladies do not start fights. They just wear tight tops and exude don't fuck with me energy. Here. Drink. So, how shall we enjoy ourselves tonight? We can cross scaring 20-year-olds off our list. So, how about getting completely inebriated and then heading back home for intense degeneracy? Somehow I just knew you'd be down for that. God. Oh, God. And incoming asshole in 3, 2, 1. Hey. Yeah? We're fine. Thank you. We're having a good night. You? Good. Oh, I don't think you've met, actually. John, this is him. This is my guy. Yeah, well, we never had a reason to before. Now we do. Now he gets to meet all the other old fogies I work with. And what's that supposed to mean? No, come on. You clearly have something to share. Oh, but I think you did. In fact, I think that's why you've been eyeballing us all night. Well, if you didn't mean it, then we'll say no more about it. But if you did, just know that no one really gives a fuck what you think. So, in future, keep your narrow opinions to yourself. Also, how old is your new girlfriend? I think I saw her rocking a Hello Kitty backpack. So please don't presume to lecture me on cradle snatching. Right. Well, I'm glad we all got that off our chests. Maybe now we can put our dicks away and enjoy our evening. Wonderful. Enjoy your night, John. Come on, honey. I feel like a walk. millennials definitely got one thing right. People do indeed suck. Nah. We just swallow. I'm sorry if I embarrassed you back there. I just wanted to wipe that sanctimonious smirk off his face. Yeah. He is a prick of epic proportions. Though I don't think he'll be trying it again. At least not tonight. Did you see his face? Honey? Hey. Hey. You know what he said is ridiculous, right? Hey. Look at me. I don't care what anyone else thinks. You think I've never had people talk shit about me before? I've been around the block a couple of times now. I know what small people say when they have nothing better to do. And you know what? Let 'em. If it eases their meaningless existence for just a second, so be it. Honey, you can't do anything in this life without someone disapproving or feeling the need to comment. Be it in your job, your clothes, your partner. People think their opinions matter. You just gotta know that they don't. Hey, they don't. Oh, fuck 'em. Seriously. Fuck 'em. Who gives one shit what John from HR thinks? No one. Let him. Let him call me a cougar, harpy, perverted cradle snatcher. We're not what people say about us. Come here. You don't have to worry about me, okay? What's he gonna do? Tarnish my squeaky clean reputation? Everything's okay. I'm okay. Are you okay? Really? Actually okay, or just trying to get me to shut up, okay? Come on. Hey, be a man and tell me. Oh, I went there. And guess what? I'll trigger you all night long if I have to. Now tell me. What? Man enough? Of course you are. Hey, what's this all about? What? Should you have punched him? Of course not. Hey, that probably would have been the worst thing to do. Honey, life isn't a movie. You don't just punch somebody because they said something stupid. I know. Hey, I He's a prick. But if you punched him, things could have gotten really out of hand. Trust me, he's petty enough to sue. Listen to me. He's the very last type of person you want any drama with. Punching him would have made his day. He lives for stuff like this. He does it all the time. He starts some shit and then people react and he drags it out like a Greek drama. You did the right thing. Though, I do think it's sweet that you wanted to defend me. Of course. Even old ladies like to feel protected. And you did. You protected me by standing with me. You didn't back down. And you didn't overreact. You were a man. You stayed calm and you let me tell him to shut the fuck up. Being a man doesn't mean you punch everyone who tries to start something. Being a man means you shut it down. Whether that's by holding your ground, looking at them like they're the most boring thing in the universe, or letting your woman have her moment. Oh, I've been waiting for him to say something all night. I'm just glad you were with me when he did. I'm serious. I know I run my mouth. But he creeps me out. And he's a lot bigger than me. Just having you there, you made me feel safe. And no one's done that in a really long time. Thank you for being my guy. Also, you never want to incite violence when I'm around. Well, I'd have to have your back, and then we'd really cause a scene.
Can you imagine?
Kick his ass, honey!
No, hang on, I got it.
Oh, of course. Hey. Couples that slay, stay. Is this where you hit me with the okay boomer thing?
What?
I know your generation's sense of humor.
Memes and waifus and all that internet stuff that I don't understand and therefore instinctively mistrust.
Ha 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 ha!